health tips, medical news, research, and more for a happier, healthier life. From University of Utah Health Sciences, this is The Scope.
The current medical guidelines for systolic blood pressure are between 140 to 150, but new research indicates that reducing that to 120 can drastically reduce the chance of heart disease and death for adults 75 or older, even if they're considered frail elderly. Dr. Mark Supiano is a geriatrician and the executive director of the University of Utah Center on Aging. This study, is this a new revelation that lower could be better with systolic blood pressure, especially for elderly adults?
Yeah, Scott, this is exciting new information that came out of the systolic blood pressure intervention trial, otherwise known as SPRINT. The trial ended early or late in 2015, earlier than anticipated because of these very dramatic benefits.
Yeah, and when it initially ended early, a lot of people speculated that that meant bad news, but it actually meant quite the opposite.
So yes, and particularly for the 28% of the SPRINT subjects who are over the age of 75, there were some concerns, myself and other geriatricians, that the very intensive systolic blood pressure target of 120 might not be safe for older people. When we first got news of the trial ending early, I first thought that it was possible that older people had more side effects, there were more injurious falls or other complications of the very low blood pressure, and that was why the Data Safety Monitoring Board might have ended the study early. In fact, the results were just the opposite.
And like a revelation almost, it seems like.
It really was a surprise, to be honest. Not so much a surprise at the benefit, but the surprise that the benefit was of this magnitude and that this occurred this early on in the trial.
All right, so the current guidelines are between 140 to 150. This study points out that 120 can drastically reduce the chance of heart disease and death. How drastic are we talking?
So I'll focus on the population 75 and older. As I said, this is 28% of the SPRINT cohort. And in that group, there was a 33% reduction in the cardiovascular outcomes. So this is primarily a myocardial infarction or heart attack and congestive heart failure and stroke. And then in addition, a overall reduction of 32% in mortality.
And that's pretty substantial.
It is. To be honest, there are very few treatments I can recommend for people over the age of 75 that can have this dramatic impact on those outcomes.
Yeah, so if you're going to do one thing, according to the study so far, it would be try to get that blood pressure down to 120. Now, does that mean taking medication? Does that mean lifestyle changes?
All of the above. On average, the people in the intensive group who were managed to a blood pressure of 120 or taking one additional antihypertensive medication relative to people in the standard arm.
Yeah. And of course, you know, you're always looking at the risk benefits in something like this. So the benefits are tremendous. Are there risks?
Absolutely. So the good news was, and again, focusing on the 75 and older population, our major concern would have been that there were higher rates of injurious falls or what's called orthostatic blood pressure. A reduction in blood pressure when people first stand up and get lightheaded or dizzy. First, there was no increase in serious adverse events between the intensive and the standard arm. Second, and again, very reassuring, was that there was no higher rate of injurious falls in the intensive group, nor were there serious rates in the intensive group. The intensive group did have higher rates of low blood pressure, of electrolyte abnormalities, largely low sodium levels, which was to be expected because of the medications that were used, and some other adverse events. But when we weigh those over the benefit of preventing heart attack, stroke, heart failure, and death, most of us believe that those benefits outweigh those risks.
And that number of 120, can you go lower than that and get more benefits, or is there a point where no?
That would be another study. I think.
Okay.
This is the, but it's important to point out the one on average, the 75 and older group achieved a systolic blood pressure of just under 122. That meant that half the people had a systolic blood pressure above 122. So 120 may be recommended as a target blood pressure. That doesn't mean everyone is going to get there. Nor does it mean that the benefit won't accrue if you don't get exactly to that target. I think the take-home message is, it seems to be that the lower, the better.
So is this something that if somebody does fall into this group, or you know, somebody has a grandparent or parent that's in this group, that you would recommend that they go to their doctor and say, I would like to try for a blood pressure of 120, because this isn't the guideline yet?
No. So important point, the guidelines are being written now and will likely incorporate this new information, but those guidelines won't be out until later this summer. Even with that guideline, like everything we do in medicine, and particularly in geriatric medicine, we have to be patient-centric. So we need to weigh someone's benefits and risk of their elevated blood pressure and incorporate that those at greater risk are likely to have greater benefit. So it needs to be an informed decision with the patient to discuss the pros and cons and determine their level of interest in trying to achieve this lower target and recognize those benefits.
TheScopeRadio.com is University of Utah Health Sciences Radio. If you like what you heard, be sure to get our latest content by following us on Facebook. Just click on the Facebook icon at TheScopeRadio.com.